health cuts kill. Yet another tragic death happened on the 3rd of March, an 8-year-old boy. Callum Cartledge suffered a cardiac arrest at home, and an ambulance arrived within 5 minutes. They immediately began treatment. The Alexandra Hospital in Redditch was a 2-minute drive from the boy's home. When the crew phoned through to announce their arrival, they were told that due to the fact there is no facility to treat seriously ill children, it was closed in September 2016. They had to drive an additional 17 miles to the Worcestershire Royal Hospital, arriving 23 minutes after the ambulance left the home. He died, and the investigation of the tragic event revealed the ambulance crew did everything humanly possible to save the boy. It came to light that the day before, Callum was admitted to the Royal with low blood pressure, but was discharged at 11 p.m. the same day. Why wasn't he kept in overnight for observation? It is terrible how our NHS staff are overworked and underpaid, yet the Telegraph recently reported that more than 600 health chiefs are on six-figure salaries. We need to organize a day of protest nationwide on May Day. Enough is enough. It's our NHS, let's fight for it. Calvin Fowler, Worcester.